Thank you everybody who came to listen to me today. Not many people, but I really appreciate it. So I would like to introduce some results we recently obtained in RS, USDA, and acknowledge my co-authors from RS, Jakub Pachevsky, and Dan Shelton, and Dave Goodrich and Carl Unkrich from South Watershed Research Center, Tucson, as well as Alexey Kirievich from Ben Gurion University from Israel. So the title of the topic is Estimation of Canaris Parameters with Speedy Transfer Functions and Associated Uncertainty in Modeling of Fecal-Coliform Overland Transport. And I will be talking about field study of fecal-coliform transport in overland flow after manure application, then a model of fecal-coliform release and overland transport, model calibration, beta transfer functions to estimate parameters of this model, and accuracy and associated uncertainty. So this is an experimental site. Area is about 3.5 hectares. Green area is area where runoff coming to this red location where we have flume installed for monitoring runoff hydrograph and collecting bacterial samples. So the collecting area is about 55% of total field area. So once a year we have manure application in amount of 60 tons per hectare. Normally it's April or early May. And if we're lucky, after several rainfalls, we might have some runoff and bacteria transport, which we use for model calibration and estimation of uncertainty related with modeling. So we have a weather station to measure precipitation and estimate evapotranspiration. Then we have flume in this red location, which equipped with sampler. So within one runoff event, we can collect up to 24 samples. And also we can record runoff associated with precipitations. So we used very simple event-based model, Canaris, with flux calculated with the equation Q, which included a Shizi hydraulic resistance equation, where S is slope of the area, and also we use mass conservation equation, where R is rainfall and I is infiltration, and infiltration computed using Parlanch equation, where we have three parameters: saturated hydraulic conductivity, sigma, which is parameter for soil properties, and parameter B. So I will be talking about parameter B in this presentation. So this is a add-on model STWIR simulator of transport with infiltration and runoff, which we developed recently to simulate bacteria transport with overland transport. It's a long equation. So basically, in runoff, we have change of concentration in runoff water. H is depth of runoff. Then we have convective transport and dispersive transport of bacteria in runoff. So we use equation developed by Scott Bradford and Shiven to simulate bacteria release from applied manure. So this term, next term, accounts for a bacteria exchange between runoff water and soil layer on the top of soil profile. Ka and Kd are attachment and detachment parameters. So we also account for bacteria straining from infiltration water and bacteria in calm with irrigation water. So we use this equation to simulate bacteria exchange with the soil mixing zone. So basically we have the same parameters here, and one more parameter which accounts for straining bacteria which doesn't go below this layer. So we can, using this parameter, we can control amount of bacteria sitting in this layer. So we basically have two mechanisms. But in this particular study, we used only this equation. So Ks was equal to 1, so this part was zero. And for Bradford and Shivan equation, we used empirical relationship between parameter alpha and R, which was obtained in several studies at plot scale. We studied bacteria released from manure, fresh applied manure, at different irrigation rates. So it was just empirical equation to reduce number of parameters in the model. So we were very fortunate to see two runoff events right after manure application on May 2nd, 2004. So it was not a large rainfall and didn't cause much runoff. It was about 0.05 millimeters, which delivered bacteria in maximum concentration equal to 300 CFU per millimeter towards the end of the field. But 8 days after, we had pretty powerful rainfall, and runoff was 1.4 millimeters, and bacteria concentration in runoff on the peak was tenfold more compared to concentration in the first rainfall. And we had more data, so we basically used this data to calibrate our model and we calibrated both models. First, we calibrated Canaris model for these two events, and after that, we used Canaris as a water driver. And we calibrated Stuhr model, so we calculated parameters of bacteria transport. And once we calibrated this model, we validated. So basically, we used the same parameters for this event. And we were very happy to see that experimental data were described pretty accurately with our model. So, suppose we don't have this equipment and we cannot measure bacteria and runoff. So what normally we do? So we just go and to Canaris and use default parameters, which somehow average soil properties for different soil textures. And they used data obtained by and summarized by Walter Rawls in 1982. So it's USDA database. So another way to use soil properties directly to calculate parameters of Green AMP equation. So in we used 21 randomly selected locations to measure soil texture in upper 10 centimeter soil layer. And we also measured bulk density, saturated hydraulic conductivity, and organic carbon in these samples. So almost all samples fall within sandy loam textural class. Variability of bulk density wasn't really great, so it was in the range from 1.4 to 1.6 gram per cubic centimeter. Organic carbon also ranged not greatly from 1.5 to 2, but variability of saturated hydraulic conductivity was really great. So it was from almost 0 to 2 meter per day. So unfortunately, I didn't put parameter which was a KS value which was obtained in Canaris calibration. It was equal to 1.4 meter per day. So basically almost all field samples underestimated saturated hydraulic conductivity. So now we used two equations, Brooks and Corey equation and Van Genochten equation, to derive parameter G from alpha and CB. And parameter sigma was set to default value 0.85. Parameter theta saturated and was also obtained from a Green AMP and Van Genochten approximation of water retention. So then we used 8 beta transfer functions to derive parameters of Brooks, Corey, and Van Genochten. First, 6 beta transfer functions were used to obtain Brooks and Corey water retention parameters, and beta transfer functions 7 and 8 used to estimate Van Genochten parameters. So these models used different data to estimate for parameter estimations. That's why we have different results. So basically, the G value was smallest for model for Wangen-Ogden model estimated from Henk-Wursten model, and larger using for Campbell and Shiazawa equation. So this crossed show fitted G value. So basically, we have 50-50 for a pedo transfer function. Underestimated G value and four overestimated. Interesting, if you will average salt texture and bulk density organic carbon among 21 locations, so we'll get a value of G pretty close to 50% probability. So that means that we can replace each location and represent it only one by. Only one location, average location for each pedo transfer function. So salt texture was a main factor affecting G value because only four pedo transfer functions use bulk density and only two organic carbon, and variability in these parameters BD and OC was much less compared to salt texture. So we didn't expect effect of organic carbon and bulk density on G value. Then we used G value estimated from pedo transfer functions for eight pedo transfer functions using 21 sample taken from the field. So this simulation was done for cumulative runoff. And as we can see, almost all simulations overestimated, significantly overestimated total runoff, and only two, which has greatest values of saturated hydraulic conductivity, underestimated total runoff. So these differences cause differences in fecal-coliform transport. So basically, we have great discrepancy between total fecal-coliform estimated using G parameter for high value of saturated hydraulic conductivity, and or the simulation was pretty close to observed. So this plot just summarized result of our simulation. So we compare total runoff and total fecal-coliform obtained in our simulation. So mostly all of them overestimated these parameters. So there is some dilemma. If you want to use only one salt texture, and how we can we upscale our information, field information to the results? So we can average salt texture, and after that to do simulation, only one simulation, or we can do many simulations using 21 sample, and after that average all this data. Surprisingly, averaging salt texture and after the doing only one simulation was much accurate compared to averaging these black dots, compared to averaging of result simulations. So we also look at relationship between root mean square error for runoff and root mean square error for the total coliforms. And surprisingly, tenfold increase in difference in the root mean square error for runoff caused only 50% increase in error of for fecal coliform, total fecal coliform concentration. So that means that probably for this particular scenario, runoff wasn't that important. So after that, we look at uncertainty. So we look what caused greater uncertainty in pedo transfer function or soil properties measured in different locations. So we found less uncertainty as estimated as CV associated with pedo transfer function compared to soil properties taken at 21 locations, where uncertainty was greater for both runoff and fecal coliform transport. So here we arrive to some conclusions: the calibrated canaries model and the developed in models where the quietly reproduced field observation is compared with calibrated value for pedo transfer function, overestimated net capillary drive and perlunch infiltration model, and four underestimated. uncertainty in soil properties translated in uncertainty in runoff field and fecal coliform predicted with Canaris and sphere model. Increase in the root mean square of computed fecal coliform concentration was proportional to the increase in runoff, but error was less. And both uncertainty in soil properties and pedal transfer function selection caused uncertainty in prediction of fecal coliform transport with runoff water. More prediction uncertainty was associated with uncertainty in soil properties than with pedal transfer functions. Thank you.